At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
I had been looking forward to this luxury cruise for months. My best friend Claire and I decided to treat ourselves to a week-long escape on the high seas, sailing aboard an opulent vessel. We were thrilled to spend our days lounging by the pool, indulging in gourmet meals, and enjoying the nightly entertainment. The first few days were perfect. We spent our mornings soaking up the sun, our afternoons exploring the ship's many amenities, and our evenings dining in style. It was on the fourth night that things started to go wrong. That night, we decided to check out the ship's bar. It was an elegant venue with dim lighting, plush seating, and a grand piano in the corner. We ordered our drinks and settled into a cozy booth, ready to unwind after another day in paradise. As the night progressed, Claire excused herself to go to the restroom. I watched her weave through the crowd, her figure disappearing into the hallway. I sipped my cocktail, expecting her to return in a few minutes. But she didn't. After 15 minutes, I started to worry. I walked to the restroom and knocked on the door, calling her name. No answer. A sense of unease crept over me. I decided to check back at our booth, thinking she might have returned while I was gone. But she wasn't there. Panic set in. I asked the bartender if he had seen her, but he hadn't. I searched the bar, scanning every face, but Claire was nowhere to be found. My mind raced with possibilities, each one more terrifying than the last. I flagged down a crew member and explained the situation. They reassured me that it was probably nothing, but they would help me look for her. We combed the ship, checking all the common areas, but there was no sign of Claire. As the hours passed, my fear intensified. I returned to our cabin, hoping she had somehow made her way back there. The room was empty, her bed untouched. The ship's security team got involved, and an official search was launched. The search extended through the night and into the early morning. Crew members, passengers, and security personnel scoured every corner of the ship. The captain made an announcement over the PA system, asking anyone who had seen Claire to come forward. The next day, the atmosphere on the ship was tense. Rumors circulated among the passengers, each theory more outlandish than the last. I felt a mix of fear, guilt, and helplessness. I couldn't shake the image of Claire's face from my mind, her last smile as she walked away from our table. That evening, I decided to take matters into my own hands. I retraced our steps from the night before, hoping to find any clue that the official search might have missed. As I walked the dimly lit hallways, a cold chill ran down my spine. The ship, once so full of life and excitement, now felt like a labyrinth of shadows and secrets. I ended up back at the bar. It was quieter than the night before, with only a few patrons scattered about. I took a seat at the bar, staring at the spot where Claire and I had last been together. That's when I noticed something strange. A man was sitting at the end of the bar, watching me intently. He had a dark, unsettling presence about him. Our eyes met, and a shiver ran down my spine. He stood up and walked towards me. "Are you looking for your friend?" he asked, his voice low and menacing. My heart pounded in my chest. Yes, I replied, barely above a whisper. He leaned in closer, his breath hot against my ear. She's still here. But she's not alone. I recoiled, fear gripping me. What do you mean? I demanded, but he was already walking away. I followed him out of the bar, down a series of winding hallways. He moved with a purpose, never looking back. We reached a door marked staff only. He opened it and gestured for me to follow. Inside was a small, dimly lit room filled with cleaning supplies and maintenance equipment. At first, it seemed empty. Then I heard a faint, muffled sound coming from behind a stack of crates. I rushed over and moved the crates aside. There, huddled in the corner, was Claire. Her hands were bound, and her mouth was taped shut. Tears streamed down her face as she saw me. I ripped off the tape and untied her hands, pulling her into a tight embrace. "It's okay, you're safe now," I whispered, even though I didn't fully believe it myself. The man watched us with a twisted smile. "You should leave now," he said, "before it's too late." I didn't need to be told twice. I helped Claire to her feet, and we fled the room, my mind racing with questions. Who was that man? How had he known where to find Claire? And what had he meant by "she's not alone"? We made our way to the ship's security office, where Claire told her story. She had been on her way back from the restroom when she was grabbed from behind and dragged into the staff room. She never saw her attacker's face, but she remembered the feeling of cold hands and the sound of sinister whispers. The security team launched another search, this time more thorough. They scoured the ship for the mysterious man, but he was nowhere to be found. It was as if he had vanished into thin air. The rest of the cruise passed in a blur of fear and paranoia. Claire and I stayed close, never leaving each other's side. We reported the incident to the authorities when we docked, but there was little.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
All they could do. To this day, I can't forget the horror of that night. The image of the man's twisted smile haunts my dreams, and the unanswered questions gnaw at my mind. I've never been on a cruise since, and I doubt I ever will. I had always been an avid traveler, and a week-long cruise seemed like the perfect way to unwind. The idea of sailing through crystal-clear waters, exploring exotic ports, and enjoying luxurious amenities was too enticing to resist. I booked my ticket on a massive cruise liner that promised a week of relaxation and adventure. The first few days were everything I had hoped for. I lounged by the pool, enjoyed the extravagant buffets, and made new friends. It was during one of the ship's themed parties that I first noticed him. He was standing across the deck, watching me with an intensity that made my skin crawl. At first, I dismissed it as paranoia. After all, it was a crowded event, and people were bound to glance around. The next morning, I saw him again at breakfast. He sat a few tables away, his eyes fixed on me. I tried to shake off the discomfort, but the feeling of being watched persisted throughout the day. I saw him in the fitness center, by the pool, and even during the evening show. His presence was constant, and it unnerved me. On the fourth day, I decided to confront him. I was tired of feeling paranoid and wanted to address the issue head on. I approached him by the pool and asked if there was something he needed. He gave me a chilling smile and said, I just enjoy watching you. His words sent a shiver down my spine. I reported the incident to the ship's security, but they assured me that he was probably harmless. They promised to keep an eye on him, but their lack of concern only heightened my anxiety. That night, I couldn't sleep. I kept replaying our encounter in my mind, the sinister smile etched into my memory. Around midnight, I decided to take a walk to clear my head. The ship was eerily quiet, the usual buzz of activity replaced by the sound of the ocean. As I walked along the deserted deck, I felt a presence behind me. My heart raced, and I quickened my pace. The footsteps behind me matched my speed, and I knew I wasn't alone. I turned a corner and broke into a run, my breath coming in ragged gasps. I could hear him getting closer, his footsteps echoing in the silence. I spotted an open door to a maintenance room and darted inside, shutting the door behind me. I pressed my ear to the door, listening for any sign of him. The footsteps stopped right outside, and I held my breath, praying he wouldn't find me. Minutes passed, feeling like hours. Eventually, the footsteps retreated, and I allowed myself to breathe again. I stayed hidden for what felt like an eternity before cautiously making my way back to my cabin. My hands were shaking as I locked the door behind me. The next morning, I went to the security office again, this time demanding that they take my concerns seriously. They agreed to investigate further, but their reassurances felt hollow. I couldn't shake the feeling of dread that had settled over me. Over the next few days, I tried to stick to crowded areas, avoiding being alone at all costs. Despite my efforts, I kept seeing him. He was always there, lurking in the background, his eyes never leaving me. The constant fear was taking its toll, and I found it hard to enjoy any part of the cruise. On the sixth night, there was a grand masquerade ball. I decided to attend, hoping that the busy event would provide some semblance of normalcy. I wore a mask that covered most of my face, hoping it would help me blend in. For a while, it worked. I danced, mingled, and almost forgot about my stalker. But then I felt it, the unmistakable sensation of being watched. I scanned the room, my heart sinking when I saw him at the edge of the dance floor. Even with his mask, I recognized him instantly. I hurried to the exit, weaving through the crowd in a desperate attempt to lose him. I made my way to the upper deck, hoping the open space would make it harder for him to corner me. The deck was nearly empty, the night air cool against my skin. I heard footsteps behind me and broke into a run, the fear clawing at my throat. I reached the railing and looked over the edge, the dark water churning below. I had nowhere to go. I turned around, and there he was, standing a few feet away. "Why are you doing this?" I demanded, my voice trembling. He didn't answer. Instead, he took a step closer, and I backed up until I felt the railing against my back. His smile was predatory, his eyes gleaming with a twisted pleasure. "Leave me alone," I shouted, my voice echoing in the night. He lunged forward, and I acted on pure instinct. I ducked under his outstretched arms and ran towards the stairs. I could hear him behind me, but I didn't look back. I raced down the stairs and into the main atrium, where a crowd had gathered for a late-night show. I spotted a security guard and ran to him, breathless and frantic. "He's following me. Help me." The guard's eyes widened, and he called for backup. Within moments, several officers had arrived and surrounded my stalker. They questioned him, but he remained calm, his smile never wavering. They escorted him away, and I collapsed into a chair, my body shaking with relief. I spent the rest of the night in the security office, recounting the events in detail. They assured me that he would be confined to his cabin for the remainder of the cruise and handed over to authorities once we docked. The final day of the cruise was a blur. I stayed in my cabin, too afraid to venture out. When we finally docked, I was one of the first to disembark. The authorities took my statement, and I left the ship, grateful to be back on solid ground. Months have passed since that terrifying week, but the memories are still vivid. I've learned to be more cautious, always aware of my surroundings. The experience has left me wary of strangers and has instilled a fear that I carry with me every day. I still shiver when I think back to that cruise. It was supposed to be a relaxing vacation, a week-long escape from the daily grind. My friends and I had planned it for months, eagerly anticipating the luxury, the endless buffets, and the exotic ports of call. We boarded the massive cruise liner with excitement, but little did we know that our trip would be marked by something far from enjoyable. It all started innocuously enough. On our first evening, while exploring the ship, I noticed an older man standing alone by the rail, staring out at the sea. There was something off about him. He wore outdated clothes, a suit that looked like it was from another era. His hat was pulled low over his face, and his posture was unnervingly rigid. I pointed him out to my friends, but they just shrugged, saying he was probably just an eccentric passenger. The next day, I saw him again, this time in the main dining room. He was seated at a table in the corner, away from everyone else. He didn't eat, didn't talk to anyone, just sat there, staring. His eyes seemed to follow me wherever I went. It was unsettling. I mentioned him to my friends again, but they laughed it off, suggesting I was being paranoid. Over the next few days, I saw him everywhere. On the pool deck, in the theater, even in the gym. Always alone, always watching. I tried to approach him once, but he vanished around a corner before I could catch up. It was as if he was deliberately avoiding me, but why? My friends were beginning to think I was obsessed, but they humored me by keeping an eye out for the mysterious passenger. One night, after a particularly lively evening at one of the ship's bars, I saw him again. This time, he was on one of the lower decks, a place most passengers rarely went. I decided to follow him. As I trailed behind, the corridor grew darker and quieter. The sounds of laughter and music from the upper decks faded, replaced by the eerie hum of the ship's machinery. His footsteps echoing in the empty corridor. He turned a corner, and when I reached it, he was gone. I found myself standing in front of a door marked crew only. My heart was pounding, but curiosity got the better of me. I pushed the door open and stepped inside. The room was dimly lit and filled with crates and equipment. I couldn't see the man anywhere. I took a few steps further, calling out, but there was no response. Suddenly, I felt a chill run down my spine. The air seemed to grow colder, and an overwhelming sense of dread washed over me. I turned to leave, but the door had closed behind me. Panic set in as I fumbled for the handle, finally wrenching the door open and stumbling back into the corridor. I ran back to my cabin, my mind racing. When I burst in, my friends looked up in alarm. I breathlessly recounted what had happened, and their skepticism melted into concern. We decided to report the incident to the ship's security. The next morning, we went to the guest services desk and explained everything. The security officer listened patiently, then checked the passenger manifest. His expression changed to one of confusion as he told us that no one matching the description I provided was on the ship. I insisted, describing the man in detail, but the officer was adamant. No such passenger existed. My friends and I were left stunned. How could that be? We had all seen him at some point, though they admitted they hadn't paid much attention. The officer suggested that perhaps we had seen a crew member off duty, but I knew that wasn't the case. The man's clothes, his demeanor, it was all too strange. For the rest of the cruise, we kept a close eye out, but the mysterious passenger never appeared again. The atmosphere on the ship felt different, more ominous. Nights were filled with uneasy dreams and a sense of being watched. We stuck together, avoiding the lower decks and the places where I had seen him. When we finally disembarked, we were relieved to be back on solid ground. The experience had shaken us all, leaving us with a lingering sense of unease. To this day, we occasionally talk about the trip, trying to make sense of what happened. Was he a ghost? A figment of our imagination? We'll never know for sure. All I know is that the cruise that was supposed to be a dream vacation turned into a haunting mystery that still gives me chills whenever I think about it. Cruises are supposed to be fun, right? That's what I kept telling myself as I boarded the massive cruise liner with my friends. We had saved up for this trip for over a year, planning every detail to ensure it was the ultimate escape from our routine lives. We were a group of five, excited for the luxury, the sun, and the endless entertainment. Little did we know, our excitement was about to turn into a nightmare. Our first few days were perfect. We soaked up the sun on the deck, indulged in delicious food, and danced the nights away at the ship's various bars and clubs. It was everything we had hoped for and more. However, things took a dark turn on the fourth night. It started when we were assigned a new cabin. Our original room had a plumbing issue, and the staff moved us to a larger, more secluded cabin on one of the lower decks. At first, we were thrilled about the upgrade, but that feeling quickly dissipated. The cabin was spacious, with two large windows overlooking the ocean. It was well furnished, but something felt off. The air was colder, the lighting dimmer. We chalked it up to our imaginations and settled in, eager to continue our vacation. That night, I woke up to a strange noise. It was a faint, rhythmic tapping, like someone lightly knocking on the wall. I tried to ignore it, but it persisted. I glanced at my friends, all asleep, then got up to investigate. The tapping seemed to come from the other side of the wall, but there was no room there, just the ocean. I returned to bed, uneasy but determined to enjoy the rest of the trip. The next day, I mentioned the noise to my friends. They brushed it off, suggesting it was probably the ship's machinery. I wasn't convinced, but I let it go. That evening, things got weirder. We were playing cards when we heard footsteps outside our cabin. We assumed it was a crew member, but when we opened the door, no one was there. This happened several times, and each time, the hallway was empty. My friends began to feel uneasy too, but we tried to laugh it off. The following night was the worst. We had just returned from a late-night show and were getting ready for bed when we heard a loud bang. It sounded like something heavy had fallen in the room. We searched the cabin but found nothing out of place. The noise repeated, louder this time, echoing through the walls. Suddenly, the lights flickered and went out, plunging us into darkness. We grabbed our phones for light and huddled together, fear gripping us. The tapping started again, this time louder and faster. It seemed to come from all directions, surrounding us. In the faint light of our phones, I saw something that made my blood run cold. A shadow moved across the room, swift and silent. It was the silhouette of a person, but there was no one there. My friends saw it too, and we all froze, too terrified to move. The shadow seemed to linger, watching us. Then, just as suddenly as it appeared, it vanished. The lights flickered back on, and the noises stopped. We were shaken, our nerves frayed. We decided to report the incidents to the ship's security. The next morning, we went to the guest services desk and explained everything. The security officer listened patiently, then checked the cabin's history. His face grew serious as he told us that the cabin had been vacant for years due to numerous complaints of strange occurrences. Previous occupants had reported similar experiences, noises, shadows, and an overwhelming sense of dread. The cabin was supposedly haunted. The officer offered to move us to another room, but we declined. We decided to stick together and make the most of the remaining days. However, we couldn't shake the feeling that we were being watched. The cabin's eerie atmosphere clung to us, making every night a struggle to stay calm. On the final night of the cruise, we heard the tapping again. This time, it was accompanied by whispers, unintelligible but unmistakable. We huddled together, trying to stay awake until morning. Just before dawn, we saw the shadow one last time. It stood at the foot of our beds, motionless. We stared in horror, unable to speak or move. Then, as the first light of day crept into the room, the shadow faded away. When we finally disembarked, we were relieved to leave the haunted cabin behind. The experience had left us all deeply unsettled. All I know is that the cruise that was supposed to be a dream vacation turned into a haunting mystery that still gives me chills whenever I think about it. The luxury, the fun, the laughter, all of it was overshadowed by the fear and the unknown presence that seemed to linger in that cursed cabin.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.